daylight. It happened in the dark. It happened in the yard, in somebody's home. We wouldn't know it happened at all without a phone. The videos show it again and again. The beating and torture and killing of men whose crime was being black in front of white police, whose last words are some variation of please, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. They're told keep it down. They're told show respect. They end up on the ground with a knee on their neck. They're walking or shopping or staying inside, and all of that justifies homicide. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Brown, Dontre Hamilton, so many more. And Magic Fitzgerald, Bradford Jr., Philando Castile, don't you see what they're doing here? Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Ronald Madison, Tamir Rice, Botham Jean, we're not close to Don, John Crawford III, and Alton Sterling, Walter Scott, Stephen Clark, and Akai Gurley, Sean Bell, Eric Garner, Kendrick James, Walter Scott, Breonna Taylor, so damn many names. George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, on and on. How many more lives will be gone? They tried being nice, they tried being calm, they tried through the system, got spat upon. They told they were doing their protests wrong. Is it any damn wonder it went off like a bomb? Now there's old men harumphing with their videos and tweets. There's people on the barricades firing the streets. They tried to find justice and the justice said no. It's clawing at the throats and there's nowhere they can go. There's a knee on their necks and their backs against the wall. Will they have to die for the system to fall? So much anger and hate, are we gonna wait to hear their last gasp as they suffocate? I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Cell 4, Michael Brown, Dr. Hamilton, so many more.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Ronald Patterson, Tamir Rice, both of them, we're not close.
I can't breathe.
Eric Garner,
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.